Welcome to the Mama Bear Dares podcast. I'm Leslie.
I'm Tessie.
And we are sisters-in-law. If you've been listening to this podcast, you know why we started it. You know that it isn't necessarily the rich or the powerful or those with, you know, a big following on social media that are making waves in the world. In fact, it's really simple. It's the moms. It's the moms that are doing really cool things while they're taking care of their kids. They're making sandwiches for their school-age kids. They're trying to convince their toddlers to wear shoes in public, all of these things. These are women that they are doing these things, which in and of itself is amazing. But they're also nourishing their other self. They're taking care of the person that they were created to be. And we just admire them, and we want to get to know them. We want you to hear their stories on this podcast. You know, we say it almost every week, but it's so true. It's the hand that rocks the cradle that really does rule this world. So we're glad you're here today. We invite you to join the Mama Bear community. We use this space really to support and encourage women who are doing really amazing things with their lives. You are one of those women. You're the one of those people that we're talking about. So we want to encourage you to just dare to be amazing and to harness the power of your inner mama bear and live a life of love and compassion. That's what we do.
You know, on this podcast, we celebrate story. We celebrate each of our guests' individual experiences and the unique stories that all of our listeners own. Leslie, we also have been talking about a little something, you did, your book.
It's true. It launched, like, it officially released yesterday.
Yes, true. So we're going to get more into that. We talked to a lot of writers or people who don't even necessarily consider themselves writers, but they write, whether it's for fun, get a little creative therapy out, you know, figure out what's going on in their marriage, any of these things, right? We're all communicators. We all have a story to tell. But for a lot of us, writing just feels good. It feels right. So today we're going to get practical because you and I, how many times do you think on this book writing process we've been like, guess what? Guess what I learned about this process, you know, this process of publishing a book. And so it was like the 600th time that you said it that we were like, this needs to be a mini, because we know there are people out there who want to do this. And you did it with three kids underfoot. You got it published. And I know you. I know that it didn't just happen.
No, it did not.
It did not just happen. The publishing world is intense, but I know that you're going to be happy to share your experience and your insights to help our mama bears who might have this interest along the way.
Yeah, no, I'm so thrilled to be able to share what little bit I have learned over this really long process. And I'm happy to share what I know and just encourage listeners to jump into whatever is living and whatever lives in their soul. I'm going to talk specifically about the book publishing process, but I truly think that all of our listeners will benefit from this conversation, whether they're on that publishing journey or not, because what we're going to talk about today is really just following your dreams and being a mom, a wife, a sister, a friend, a dad, a husband, whatever you are. You can be many things at one time. So it might be a book that you hope to give birth to. It might be a business you want to open. It might be an Etsy shop. It could be, you know, a charity event that you want to start or get involved with. It might be a fitness goal. So I don't know. We're all endlessly creative beings, and I do hope that this episode just encourages our listeners to go in the direction of their dreams.
I love that.
I think it's Walt Whitman, so
it's fine.
Okay.
Leslie, we've been asking our listeners for weeks, though, to leave a comment, to subscribe on iTunes, and then leave a review. And people have been doing it, and it's so awesome because we've been giving away, like, the offers out there to give away a bundle of your books. I think it's time to pick a winner.
I do, too. And I think it's time to define what a bundle. We need to figure out what a bundle is. I think it's like four.
Okay, four. Yes.
A bundle is four books. So four copies of Mama Bear's Manifesto.
Yes. And I just want to say real quick, that we really cannot say enough how much we appreciate these comments, these reviews. Mm-hmm. Because we're kind of cracking the code on book publishing, I want to crack the code on podcasting yes. for a second and just tell you guys that it's tricky. And that you and I actually spend a lot of time on this, right? And it's great time. We love doing it. And uh-huh. we're so supported by that. But I don't think our listeners really understand how much those little things give us wings. Just every review gives us wings.
Gives us wings. And it's so true.
Yeah, yeah. And your comments, listeners, actually is what keeps us mm-hmm. high on the iTunes ratings, which means that more people who don't know us are not our moms.
Who are not our moms.
That's how they find us, is doing that. So I know if you're like me, because you listen to podcasts, they ask you to do that. Mm-hmm. In a minute, I'm going to ask you to also read Leslie's book and then write an Amazon review.
Oh, it's the same
thing,
you.
Right? It's the same thing. This helps other people when they're considering, should I listen to this podcast? Should I not?
Right.
This helps push them to that. Mm-hmm. Same with your book. Should I buy this or not? Those reviews help push them to buy it. So same thing. Same
the world we live in, for sure.
Yes.
Okay, so we had so many great entries. Mm-hmm. Again, we are so thankful. We did one of those online random lottery things to help pick our winner, and it turned out to be 44Bot.
44Bot.
So we don't know your real name, 44Bot, but you titled your post or your review My Tribe, which, oh my goodness.
Yes.
Amazing.
Yes.
So 44Bot, we're going to find you and we're going to send you that bundle of books, but your comment was so appreciated and I'm just going to read it here. 44Bot says, each time I tune in to the Mama Bear Dares podcast, I feel these ladies are my tribe. Not only do I learn something new, I also feel a renewed sense of who I am in all the many roles in which I live. I feel by simply tuning in that I am in touch with how I choose to walk the world. Thank you, Leslie and Tessie.
Thank you, 44Bot.
Yay!
B-O-T. Yeah, so we will... Make sure you get in touch with us. Email us at mamabeardares@gmail.com because we will obviously need your address mm-hmm. to ship those. If we don't hear from you within the next couple days, we are going to put it on our social media channels as well. So if you guys know someone who commonly refers to himself or herself as 44Bot, give her a heads up.
That's right.
And you guys, keep the comments coming. We're going to hopefully... We have some ideas on other giveaways to do because we think it's so fun. We think it's a great way to reward you guys for being good listeners and a really fun community, really.
Yeah.
And also, Leslie, thanks for offering a bundle.
I mean, my pleasure.
So generous. So generous as an author.
My pleasure.
Okay. Let's do it.
All right, Tessie, before I wrote the book, I was a freelance writer, still do that technically. I wrote articles for all kinds of different publications. Some of my favorite articles, though, were framed in that really magazine-y kind of way. You know, like the 7 steps to sustainable fall style.
Yeah, they call that clickbait, right? Clickbait.
Yeah. Oh, nice. I didn't know it had a term. Mm-hmm. I love it. I'm a sucker for it. 5 ideas for fair trade Christmas. All of these things. I think they're really fun. And so we talk about our love of books on this podcast all the time. But honestly, I love periodicals. I love magazines, newspapers. Really, since my pretend honorary aunt Anne sent me a subscription to 17 when I was a kid or like a teenager, and you know, my mom used to subscribe to Newsweek when I was in high school. So I love that. I love periodicals. I love the kitschy kind of magazine. Mm-hmm. So I thought we would frame today's conversation like that. So. 5 steps to publishing your book, pursuing your passion, and following your dream.
Mm.
Okay.
I love it. I love it.
So it's a big topic, but I think this will help us break it down. The first bit of advice I would give anyone who is pursuing publishing or anything else similar to that would be to listen for the muse and then do it for love. I think that is first and foremost. You've got to listen for what it is that's just going to bite you,
okay,
kind of, with this passion.
Uh-huh.
And then you got to love it.
Okay.
You got to love what it is. You got to own it. You got to still want to be talking about it in 4 years.
Okay. So you're not necessarily talking about loving the process. You're talking about
loving the thing
that it is. Yep.
So I was running one day at the YMCA, and I had this idea. I had been watching all of these incredible women in our community do incredible things for their families and themselves and the world, and the muse just struck me. I had to tell that story. So we had just come off of this campaign, this Water for Christmas campaign that was commandeered by moms. They were mainly stay-at-home moms, and they had truly harnessed their power and their skill and their energy, and they raised $500,000 for clean water.
Mm-hmm.
So as a writer, as an observer, as I was running the track that day, I knew I had to tell this story.
Mm-hmm.
I actually walked into the locker room after running. I think this was when I was still running with my Discman.
I was just going to ask that. So was Moulin Rouge on repeat?
So I couldn't, like, open my notes and my iPhone. But I pulled out a Clinique ad out of, like, a magazine.
Yep.
And I wrote just this outline, this quick outline.
Wow.
The muse had struck. And from that moment, I truly became obsessed with telling this story and doing my best to explain the thing we explain now, this mama bear power that we all have. So I'd wanted for a long time to write a book, and I'd started several different projects, but none of them stuck. But I knew by waiting for the right idea to come along and then allowing it to become something bigger, I knew I was onto it. And I think I just knew in that moment, like, this was an idea that I will still be passionate about 5 years later.
Mm-hmm. I love that, because it can be true of business or any other artistic mediums as well, right? If you want to be successful, it's a lot easier if it's a passion and something you truly love doing and reap joy from, rather than a flash in the pan sort of idea.
Right. And we have plenty of those.
Oh, I mean, I want to list them because I want someone to make them. Like hummus in a can. Who's going to make hummus in a can for me? Not easy cheese. I want hummus in a can for picnics.
Oh, like spreadable.
Yes.
That's such a good
idea. Somebody do that.
Oh,
give me
gosh.
A little credit. I'll take just like 3%. But it is. It's those moments where I think you're right. I think that's such valuable advice. And I know we've talked before, like, we've had so many ideas.
Mm-hmm.
But what we've learned is to, like, let it settle. And if it's still rumbling in there, because you talked about that, like, you couldn't shake it. You
right.
knew you'd be passionate about this 5 years later.
Yeah, exactly. So along those lines, I think we can ask ourselves the question, you know, is this something that I would do whether or not I was getting paid for it?
Yeah.
So writing a book, starting a business, there's no guarantees for
right.
these things. You know, there's so many ways that you can sing your song from your desk. If you're in a traditional job, you can sit there all day and you can be just a vessel of love and compassion and pour yourself into this world. But when you're talking about chasing your dreams, it's not a guarantee that you're going to have a paycheck at the end of the day.
Yeah.
And so I think it's especially important to really check yourself. I think you know the answer. Like, would you do this for free?
Right.
Because
right.
you might have to.
For an extended amount of time.
Right.
Or forever.
Exactly.
Yes.
I think number two on our list of 5 points here is, honestly, to create a quality product.
Mm-hmm.
So there were 65,000 books published in traditional publishing houses last year.
Whoa.
My agent, which we'll talk about that process later, has said that he gets around 10,000 queries per year for book ideas. And there are thousands of agents
so that's multiplied
in this
by
country.
Thousands.
So, like, there's millions of book ideas
circulating
among us, and 65,000 of them get published. It's the same kind of idea in business. I think the large majority of small businesses, they tend to shutter their doors within the first 3 years. It's a tough world out there.
Yeah.
So I have to say this. You know, I went to school for writing. That is what my master's was in. It was I invested money and time in honing the craft. I understand that publishing a book, it's a great career accomplishment, honestly. I know that. But I have been training for this for like decades. Okay? So, you know, I think there was a lot of sacrifice going into this, and there's just a lot of, what is it, elbow dirt?
Elbow grease.
Elbow grease. Clearly, I'm such a word person. And sacrifice. I sacrificed so many Saturday mornings with my family so that I could go to the coffee shop and write. I spent several mornings a week pretending to work out at the Y so that my kids could actually go to Child Watch and I could sit in a locker room and write this book. So I was determined and I worked really, really hard.
Right.
And so I think that that is important, that it, we've said it on the podcast before too. Sacrifice is involved. Work is, you have to work. You have to work really, really hard. I invested hundreds of hours in the project.
I agree, but I think, and I think that's why number one has to be involved. If you didn't love this idea, if you weren't passionate about the subject, if you didn't know for certain that this needed to be said, you would, your husband would have been really salty about the time missed with kids, right? And you would have had some animosity about it. It all happens. I mean, there had to have been moments of that. I'm not saying that it's like smooth sailing when you're pursuing your passion. But when you love it and you believe in it, so much easier to weather those, both individually and as a family.
True. That is so true.
I do have to ask, though. So we've all been either around someone writing a book and they clearly think they've written a quality product, or they've started a business and they think they've started a quality business. Like, so when you say create a quality product, how do you know it is a quality product?
Oh, that's a great question. So I was a part of a writer's group the entire time. Right, so I was constantly asking for feedback. I edited some more. We'll post a picture of like the pile of pages that I had printed out, redone, you know, revisited. I talked to other people in the industry. And you know, I learned a lot. I actually learned throughout this process that when you're writing nonfiction, you don't actually have to write the entire book first. So I did that. I wrote the book. And then after I asked around a little bit, it turns out, you know, you can write a proposal. And so I spent a year writing the proposal after I had finished the book. And again, it was sort of that I did a lot of research on how to write a good book proposal. Yeah. And we'll link some of those in the show notes. And it kind of, you know, I was open to feedback and I shared the ideas with colleagues, basically, and was open to that.
I do think it's interesting, though, and I want to know, this is totally singular to your story, but you had written the book. I don't want people to miss that. Like, you had written a book and you didn't have to. Most people write a book proposal.
Right.
And then the book later, once the book is picked up. But you had a finished book. And that's, in the end, what ended up getting the book published. Because they needed a finished book.
Exactly.
And so it's one of those, like, that's just like goosebumps, kind of like it just worked out because you didn't know what you didn't know. Like, your ignorance really came through for you on that level. But yeah, but you're imparting some wisdom here, and I like that. So, but you know, the other takeaway here is that, you guys, here's the crappy part, okay? Sometimes you can work ridiculously hard. Like, you could have been in that locker room with all those naked women for years. And the idea is great, but the world just wouldn't be ready for you. Like, this is a thing that can happen, right? But it's not a failure. I mean, so often we're like, okay, it's a failure. And I hear you, and I think you're nervous about, like, you can get wrapped up in this idea that, like, well, what if it doesn't sell? What if it doesn't sell? What if? But when you personally are able to step out of it, you're like, that wasn't a failure.
Yeah.
Like, this, I'm proud of what I did here, you know? And that's the perspective.
Absolutely. So number three, build your platform. And
your favorite part.
I don't think this is really that specific, honestly, just to publishing, because it's really building your platform is about marketing, and that's good business, basically. So in this current climate in publishing, you do need to have kind of this following or this built-in audience in order to be attractive to publishing companies. My book was rejected countless times because I did not have a big enough platform. Editors liked it. It would go through the editorial board and show some promise, but then it would go to the pub board, which is the marketers, it's the publisher himself or herself, it's the editors, it's the sales team, it's everybody. And And my book was rejected over and over again because my platform is kind of small, if not non-existent.
Especially at the time. You just didn't have a huge outlet. And I just want them to hear, like, your book was rejected a number of times.
Yes.
As was Harry Potter, if you guys forgotten. I mean, come on.
We can say the two in the same sentence.
Absolutely. They belong together. So I know what you mean by platform, but maybe our listeners don't know what that means. So tell us more about, like, what does a healthy platform look like?
So in doing some research for, you know, kind of a mid-sized to large publishing house, a healthy platform, it's math, really. It's if you have a website or a blog, your monthly unique visitor count needs to be about 30,000. Which is
That's a lot.
You are on Twitter, then you should probably have about 10,000, and it should show growth. If you're on Facebook, you should have at least 8,000 likes.
Which that means you have to be a public figure because you only get 5,000 for your personal page.
Exactly. So you have to create that page and that persona. And then public speaking is also a great way to build the platform. And again, a good solid platform would say that you need to speak 30 times a year and that you should have a newsletter going out to about 10,000.
Woof.
I know. So I can tell you my numbers look nothing like this. And it's not because I didn't try. So I wrote a book. It took a year. I wrote a proposal. It took a year. I got rejected for a year. And then I thought, you know what? And my agent said, you need to build your platform. Mm-hmm. And I guess I should back up. The agent is sort of a gatekeeper in a way for someone who has not done any publishing before. If you don't already have a book out, then probably you need an agent in order to get read by these publishing houses. So, but I spent a year trying to build my audience. I had written a personal family blog, basically for my Aunt Tess, who lives in Wisconsin. It was my love letter to her is what my blog was. But I started to try to shape it into something that it was not. Yeah. And I found myself writing these, like, five steps to flower pounding with your 3-year-old, or things that just didn't feel totally authentic to me. I tried an author Facebook page. I hated every second of it. After a year, a pretty exhausting year, I was just like, you know what? I don't think this isn't the way I want to go. Like, I'm not sure if my book is going to get published in this way, and I'm not sure that it's worth what I'm having to do. So luckily, around that time, a small publisher liked my idea, and they have this niche in the industry that is really like books that matter. Mm-hmm. And my book has that theme of social justice. And so they really felt like the content outshone my really horrible platform that I was not getting anywhere on.
Right.
So even though, you know, the small publisher didn't necessarily care about the platform as much, they do care about marketing. So this last year, I've been working with them, again, on the same book that I wrote years ago.
Yes.
We've gone through two rounds of edits and now marketing. So they've got an entire marketing plan. I'm expected to use my social media channels to promote the book. I'm writing blog posts and articles. So, you know, it's really important these days in publishing.
Oh my goodness. It is. But I think this kind of goes back to creating that quality product, because I know you and I know our listeners are going to be like this too. It's hard to kind of trumpet a product that you don't believe in. Mm-hmm. You know, it's hard to trumpet a product that you do believe in.
Right.
And then if you don't believe in it, it's nearly impossible.
Forget it.
But even for the most hesitant marketer, if you produce a quality product that you know to be good, that you know the world needs, it just is. It's just a lot easier to engage the audience you have. And it's easier to ask your friends to do the same.
Exactly. Number 4 on the list, release the art and release the expectations. Mm-hmm. And Tessie, I learned this from you. This little nugget that you sent me via text message when I was freaking out about people reading this book. It was a lifesaver, and I've had it on autoplay in my brain ever since. So trust that it's going to fall into the right hands. Mm-hmm. You can't control the outcome. You can't, you know, force people to read it. You can't force people to like what you've mm-hmm. produced. But, you know, you still, if you can, if you're convinced of the worth of the project, you can just release it. You can work your patootie off to make sure that this product is the very best that it could be, and then you can just let it go into the world and yeah. release those, any sort of expectations
yes.
that you might have.
Yes. And it's been so fascinating to watch you. Obviously, you're kind of letting me in on the more intimate details of this process, but you've sent, I mean, that was just one text. You've sent many, like, well, people are texting me, they got the book, and they got the book, and no one has responded. Like, they told me they got the book, and it's been 12 hours, and no one's saying anything else.
They hate it. They must hate it.
But now it's all silence. Like, I feel naked. I'm freaking out. These are the texts that I've been getting.
Right. It's true. And every time, release the book.
Yeah.
At least the expectations. So I have totally appreciated that wisdom. And I think it can be applied really to all of these major yes. life goals and projects.
Yes.
So finally, and I think this is probably the very best part, you need to throw yourself a party.
Amen.
I mean, yes. I think this is so important. Let your kids be there to see it, too.
Yeah.
If you're a mom, this whole process, I could not wait for the moment where I was gonna do it. I was gonna buy this really nice bottle of champagne, the Veuve Clicquot, like I'm obsessed with it. And all of these things kept happening. You know, I got an agent, but it was like, no, it's too soon to pop open the champagne. And then I signed a contract, and yet I still didn't allow myself to drink the champagne. And finally, the day that my book came to my house in its package, Jake brought home this champagne. And mm-hmm. I'm so glad he did, because you've got to mark those moments. It feels extravagant. I stayed up way too late. It was a Tuesday night. We ourselves drank the entire bottle
of
champagne.
I'm so proud of you.
But it was this moment of celebration, and you got to let yourself have those things.
I just got to say real quick, too, that those of us who were on the outside, we encourage you to crack the champagne when you got an agent. But you'd say, well, yeah, but I mean, that's just part of the process. We encourage you to do it when your book got paid. Yeah, that's just, I mean, nothing still, you know. Right. And even when you put your book out, and I was like, look at everybody celebrating you. You're like, yeah, they're pretending like it's like the big deal. Remember this? Like, you're refusing to. So I think our listeners need to hear that you learned this lesson.
It's true.
In the trenches. And you're still learning it. But take it from her. Even if you're opening a business mm-hmm. and you get the business license, which anyone can yeah. get a business license, drink a glass of champagne. You yeah. got a business license. Yeah. You did enough. Mm-hmm. You worked hard enough to do that little bit. You know, that's
so
the lesson.
True. It's so true. There's enough sadness in the world. There's enough apprehension mm-hmm. and of uncertainty. So mark these moments yeah. of success that the universe kind of hands to us.
Yeah.
You know, and just realize, like, you, by doing whatever it is that you've done, whether you graduate from, you know, college, or you open this business, or you open up your Etsy shop, like, you have just changed the trajectory of what's possible for your family.
Mm-hmm.
And I love thinking about this. I love thinking about my nieces and nephews seeing this book and their aunt having done it. And I feel a lot of pride. I think, you
yes.
know, I can see them being like, yeah, someday I can do that too.
Yeah.
It doesn't seem so
right.
far away. So delight in the success, delight in the way that your life and the lives of your family members have changed, but then keep moving forward.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And I would say, I would add, like, invite people in to that success, not just your family. Like, we just had mm-hmm. a tremendous party last
mm-hmm.
night, right? And all those people who, someone had seen it in intimate ways, like Jake or like your writers group had mm-hmm. seen what this process actually looked like for you. And some of them are newer friends who are just celebrating the fact that they know someone who wrote
yeah.
a book. Who cares? It doesn't matter. They're all right. celebrating you and just really thrilled. So, like, invite as many people
yes.
as you can to the party.
Yeah.
Either a literal or figurative party.
I love
yeah.
that. I love yeah. it. Because you're right. We're all looking. We want to celebrate.
Yes.
We want good things to
yes.
happen in this world.
Yeah. So, obviously, Leslie, when you sat down to think about this, like, this just scratches the surface,
mm-hmm.
you know? So listeners, if you have other questions about launching something you've created into the world, we might not be able to give you practical advice if we've never done it.
Right.
But if you, we could still try. We could still see if we know somebody who knows somebody, right? Mm-hmm. Hit us up on social media or email us at mamabeardares@gmail.com and we will do our best to answer your question. And you know what? Maybe you just need our encouragement. Maybe you just need someone to say, like, we believe in you mm-hmm. and we think this is worth trying. We can do that for you. We can absolutely be that, right?
Probably with, like, if you call us, it'll be like, ee! Like loud shrieks and so excited.
Yeah. I mean, we won't be the kind of people who will give you, like, the play the devil's advocate. You need people
right.
like that in your life,
you
too. We're not them.
Mm-mm.
We are not. We are just going to scream and be like, do it. Invite us to the party. That's us.
That's so true. Not only are we not those people who will discourage you, but we want you to do
yeah.
daring things.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're the first ones who are going to say it. So let's jump into the dare. Listeners, do it. Jump in with 2 feet and show the world all you have to offer. We dare you to. Sometimes you need cheerleaders in your life because you're about to do something huge and scary and 100% fulfilling.
Mm-hmm.
You guys, we dare you to write your book or to start your blog or begin researching the idea that you've had for a business and lay the groundwork for a path to fulfillment and success. It might take you a really long time to see the fruits of your labor, but that's okay. Spend the time between that tiny seed and that beautiful rose bush, learning all you can and working really, really hard. Do your homework, work diligently, take notes on scrap pieces of paper and on napkins, become obsessed.
Mm.
Learn everything you can and enjoy the process. Stop talking about that amazing, life-giving idea and get down to it. As so many writers will tell you, half the battle is just sitting your bottom
really?
In the chair.
Truth bomb.
So glue yourself there and get down to business. Take yourself seriously, Mama Bear. And if you feel passion stirring, then make it a priority. Celebrate the process. Celebrate the outcome. We are here to tell you that the world needs your idea. It needs your truth, it needs your story, and it needs your effort. But you're the only one who can share that truth and that story. So if there's something in there that you've been thinking about or dreaming about, we dare you to do it.
Amen.
Do
That's
it.
So good. Do it. So you guys, Leslie's book. It's an incredible book. It's called Mama Bear's Manifesto, A Mom's Group Guide to Changing the World. Is on sale. We will link to it both in the show notes on our website, mamabeardarespodcast.com, and I will put a special link to it in the comments section on Facebook from this episode's Facebook post. Make sure you order that now. It's so exciting when it comes in because this woman that you've loved on the podcast, her name is on the book.
It's weird.
It's exciting. It's so exciting. So make sure you check that out. And you guys dare. Dare to dream.
Mm-hmm.
Dare to do it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Tell us what you're thinking. If it's hummus in a can, tell me how you're going to
do
it. I'm super excited.
You might invest. I feel like you might have an investor in Tessie. So.
But you guys, hit us up on social media. We're on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat. We're in all the places. And also subscribe on iTunes and Stitcher, wherever you get your podcasts to this podcast. You can always listen to it on our website, but for the first Fresh Off the Presses episode, it's best to just subscribe there. And even though you can no longer win a bundle of Leslie's book, we'd still love your review on iTunes. So do that because the next time we come up with a giveaway, you'll still be entered in
yeah.
just for doing that. So you guys, thank you so much for listening. Thank you for celebrating Leslie as she's done this process. And yeah, buy her book.
See ya Monday.
Whoop, whoop.